The Bird Show.
What's up, Hoss?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good.
I'm a little concerned about you. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
I am really just a little bit concerned because I've been that guy before that, in my case, it was going across the country, but in your case, it's, you know, a couple of hundred miles, and was kind of like the fish out of water. And here you are in Atlanta. I mean, you're getting lost at every single turn. I mean, to me, it's like a guy so intimidated that he doesn't leave his hotel room for 2 weeks. I mean, I could call the guy any time of day, afternoon or night, and there he was playing Madden all day. Just wouldn't leave the hotel room. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still getting lost, but I got some sleep last night, and today I got some stuff to do, but then I'm going to go around and hopefully hit up a bar, so... I don't care if I have to sit there by myself. I need to go out and get drunk. All the stress is gone now. I need a drink.
You've moved. You're here. Because moving just sucks.
God.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There is nothing about moving that is fun. Mm-mm. Nothing at all. So it's like you've just been in this like mode of getting everything here. But you're finally here. Mom helped you move in. And Mom went back home yesterday.
Mom's gone. Yesterday afternoon, I finally got everything done. It was just like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I just feel awesome now. I'm ready to go.
So if by some chance you find yourself at Happy Hour and there's one lonely guy at the end of the bar
<That's me. laughs>
with an 86 hat on, just desperately trying to get your attention to talk to anybody.
That is me.
It's probably awesome.
Or he's asking you for directions, then you know that's awesome.
Give us kind of... the examples of what you would be looking for in a bar, and then we'll give you some suggestions of where we think that you might be able to go today or tonight.
I love a good good pub. Like this hat that I got on, this 86 hat is an old speakeasy up in New York that not a lot of people know about. So I like those hole in the wall type of places.
So a place where you can wear like
hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do like a Fox and Hound.
Yeah,
or...
I know Fox and Hound. More like your sports bar, just type hole in the wall type of
like
place.
Frankie's is right down the road from his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost condemned type of places.
And by the way,
is it Mike and Angelo's down in Buckhead?
Yeah, closed years ago.
No, it's still open. Just went by it the other day.
Are you sure?
Uh huh.
Which one am I thinking of? What's the one right next to it? Is that where he went and played darts?
They had, as soon as you walk in, there's a big
dart room?
Pool table. There's to the right.
Okay, what was the bar then to the left of that? That's really cool.
And it had the outside area.
That one's gone, right?
Right. Is that Rosencrown?
I think so.
I don't know.
So, Haas, like near where you live in Sandy Springs, if mm-hmm. you go one direction up Roswell, there's North River Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
If you go south on Roswell, there's the Frankies that he's talking about. But still, both of those are probably not hole-in-the-wall pubs, but still they're sports bars with the deck.
The Brown Derby. You know.
What about Tin Lizzie's?
Tin Lizzie's. That place is awesome. I was there Friday night.
What do you think?
The patio out there, it's great.
Because that's more Buckhead, probably a little bit younger than whatever's on Roswell Road, right?
Hotties out there too, dude.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right.
Great suggestion. Haas has put up a MySpace page, and it looks great. It looks really good.
Thank you.
Here's what we are hoping for, that you guys will hear how pathetic Haas truly is. You will go to his MySpace page. You will start to interact with him, and then we're hoping one of you guys already has, like, maybe plans to go out with a bunch of friends. Maybe it's just you. Maybe you just go to the website, mm-hmm. and you take a look at Haas, who's a pretty decent-looking guy. In fact, I already know that there's one woman in the office that is on your jock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I ain't saying.
Sweet.
I know of a couple, actually, already.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
I know one for sure.
Okay, stop talking about me in front of my face, guys.
So I'm assuming he's not.
Is a
come
cutie
over here,
pie.
Melissa.
I mean, he is a cutie. He's got, you have blue eyes, right?
Yeah, blue, green. Blue
yeah,
screen.
He has really pretty eyes.
So. He's not going to have any problem getting dates.
I'm assuming
here in town.
Blushing a little bit. You talk about sports, you know, maybe if somebody's going out with friends tonight to a pub, or if you're going to one, watch baseball games tonight or something too. I mean, if you're with your boys and, you know, some women are going to be there and y'all hang out, because there's plenty. The one great thing about, again, being in the South is that at these sports bars, there's going to be plenty of women as well as guys. So.
What are you guys?
I need to be your friend.
I know.
He's only got two friends. Even Tom blew him off. Just Fallon
Tom doesn't like me.
That is lonely.
I'll be your friend. You'll have three by the end of the show.
Let me read from the book of Haas's blurbs.
I was going to have Haas read it.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Why don't you go over there and read off of his computer?
So people can get to know the Bill Clinton voice that is Haas.
That is right.
I'm getting suggestions for Peachtree Tavern, Moondogs, Rusty Nail, and American Pie
Rusty
for
Nail.
Him.
But yeah. Haas is actually of age to drink. Are you allowed to go to Moondogs if you're 25? Right.
You may feel like the old guy
old.
There.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and read from your MySpace page.
All right. Hello, Atlanta. After spending the past 24 years of my life in Charlotte, North Carolina, I got the opportunity to move down to the ATL, and now is the time that I need to start embracing this city and all of the Burt Show listeners. Now, here's a little info about me. I'm 24, 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, with brown spiky hair and green eyes. I'm your typical 24-year-old guy because I love sports, drinking, and hanging out with my boys. My usual night out consists of going out to dinner, then back to my place for some pre-partying, and then out to the bars. If you're still wondering what I'm all about, then below is a little list of things that I love and slash hate. Love UNC Tar Heel basketball, the Braves, the Carolina Panthers, Notre Dame football, girls, Captain and Cokes, Miller Lite, ESPN, Wendy's, Madden 2007, grilling, Bulldogs and Boxers, so on and so forth. I hate Duke University, the Falcons, complainers, snakes, traffic, and mean people at the drive-thru at 2 a.m. when you're drunk.
Well, you have come to the right place. Sweet. If you hate traffic.
Yes.
Perfect place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that last part, mean people at the drive-thru at 2 a.m. when you're drunk?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I especially think that the hatred of traffic is beneficial to someone who gets lost every time they go
exactly
farther
exactly.
than the acre down the road from their house.
And if he gets lost in Falcons traffic, he's going to be really mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who you'd like to meet?
I've been privy enough to meet and hang out with the people that I should have never had access to. Now, I'm not going to go into the usual God, Brad Pitt, or Angelina Jolie, blah, blah, blah. But if I could meet anyone, I would probably say some type of mob boss. I think he would have some fun stories. I would. I think cool. that would be cool.
You can go to Haas's MySpace page. It's myspace.com, Haas Burt Show. All right.
Haas Burt Show or Burt Show Haas?
Haas Burt Show.
Okay.
Any other questions we should ask him before we set him into the wild?
He needs friends. It's really, lonely in his top eight. Like, he needs some help.
Yeah, he definitely needs some friends on there. But what about music preferences? What do you like to listen to or go out and see?
I have that on there, too. Right now, I like some Michael Bublé, Gym Class Heroes, but like I'm into all types, like Fall Out Boy, Montgomery Gentry, Chris Brown, Maroon 5.
Well, we play all the hits. We play that Montgomery Gentry stuff.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I like pretty much everything. I'm really big into the Gym Class Heroes right
There's
now.
There's a fella named Rhubarb. He'll get you your
money. Here's what we're asking you guys to do is go to myspace.com/BurtShowHaas. And is it Burt Show Haas?
Haas Burt Show.
Haas Burt Show. I'm going to confuse that. Haas Burt Show, and go ahead, check them out, and then what we're hoping is one of you guys kind of take them under your wing tonight and say, look, I'm already going out. Why don't you guys go hang with us? Do that for a couple of days.
By you guys, you just mean him, because it's just going to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if there's, it could be just a girl listening, saying, well, you know what, I'll show him around a little bit.
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Do that for a couple of days, and then we'll start picking for you.
Sweet.
Which is going to be way more fun for us.
Yeah.
Brian, what's going on? You're on Q100.
Not much, man. We got a bunch of boys going out tonight at the Winston's. We always go out every Wednesday after softball. And then on the weekends, we always just chill, go out, have a good time. Just seen two in a row with us.
Sure, absolutely. Doesn't matter to me. I'm ready to go. I just want to drink. I do not care where. I'm just ready to drink.
The bar is set low.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, good morning. You are on Q100 in the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, when I can't get the Burt Show, I listen to Ace and TJ because I live in North Georgia. And this is not the Haas I know. And ladies, watch out, because once he gets his feet on the ground, he is the ladies' man.
Are you the ladies' man? What's your type? Do you have a type of girl?
No.
Two legs, two arms.
Female.
Boobs.
Yeah, everything. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not too particular. But
would
yeah, that's
date,
what.
Would you date women younger than you or older than you or both?
Absolutely. Younger and older.
Yeah. Who wouldn't you go out with? Just curious.
Nobody. Pretty much open to all.
Already, they love you.
Colleen, what is it that we need to know about Haas that you already know, besides him being kind of a lady killer?
He is the party animal, and they always used to tease him about his drinking. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much about it. They would always just pick on him all the time about all the ladies and drinking and living with, I can't think of their producer's name. I can't think of his name right now, top of my head.
Ryan?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so really what we know now is that you dig drinking, you like going to hole-in-walls, probably the club scene's probably not for him. What? What are you laughing about?
What?
What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Is greenness?
What, Jim?
What?
No, I'm not laughing about anything. Right. I'm not. Okay. I'm really not.
Other things that you need to know about Haas are up online right now. MySpace.com/HaasBurtShow. Go be his friend.
Please.
Please be his friend. It is really pretty pathetic when you start your page and there's only two people on it. It's pretty pathetic, dude.
And Jen Fallon says she's going to take me out tonight, so.
Hell no. Yeah,
she can go with you.
We've already agreed. No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, yeah, plus she's not giving it up until she's married, so.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm out. I'm playing.
Have we linked up from all the hits Q100.com to it also?
I know, but we can easily.
All right, we'll link up from all the hits Q100.com. And if you can't remember that, MySpace.com, Haas Burt Show, his picture bio, the whole thing up there. Take a Haas out tonight. We'll expect stories tomorrow, dude.
Good.
Hey, The Burt Show.